Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
Hello, welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Snap, snap. Oh man,
we were just witnessing
a beautiful rainbow outside.
Oh, it was beautiful. And then the clouds took over and it took it all away.
It dissipated.
Did you know when you snap, The sound it makes is not from the snap, but it's from the finger hitting your thumb, the back of your thumb. Depends how you snap it.
Like on your hand?
Yeah, on your hand. And you see your hand.
Yeah.
And then when you snap your two fingers, the middle finger and the thumb, and that sound, it's the friction from the middle finger touching the back of your thumb. That snap.
The bottom part.
Well, not the back.
If you could touch the back of your thumb like that, you'd be humanoid.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, you're right. The front, I meant.
Let me see.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, because...
Can you even snap? Strange?
No, because... Yeah, you're right, because I'm trying to do it without it touching the bottom of my thumb.
And you're just making...
Yeah, and now I can.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I didn't know that. Was that a Snapple fact?
No, it was a chameleon fact.
Oh, even better.
Even better, exactly. It's more truth. No, the Snapple facts are true. It's interesting.
They are interesting. Did you know that if you eat a banana, if you're near mosquitoes and after you eat a banana, they're more attracted to you?
Really?
Yeah, I read that a while ago.
Ain't that something? Ain't that?
So if you're trying to avoid the West Nile virus, stay away from bananas.
Yeah, don't eat a banana over in the Amazon.
No, more like over Midwest.
Midwest?
Yeah.
Africa?
Well...
There's a lot of mosquitoes over there, I'm sure.
Well, there's a lot of illnesses over there as well. You know, Africa is the cradle of life, man.
It is.
It's, And it's being exploited. So, we've learned nothing.
We have not. We've learned nothing in general.
Some are learning and some are willing to. It's a new day every day. But, Chameleon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your week? Because I know you got a story to tell.
Oh, man. All right. I deal with customers all the time.
You do.
And I'm very customer-oriented. I have great, superb customer service.
I love everybody. You
all
are.
Right? This one chick, oh, man. I just wanted to, put a bat to her.
Oh.
So we were at this house. Let me just explain. We were at this house, and she...
Okay.
It took like 20 minutes just driving up the hill. We're up in I'm just going to say Calabasas. I'm not going to give the exact address.
Yeah.
1234 Calabasas Road. No, I'm just kidding. But we drove 20 miles just up this Calabasas mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally get to their house, husband and wife or whatever.
Mm.
And may I say just real quick that why don't they just... When you have like an uphill, and people who are designers and landscapers or property owners out there listening, take this idea, because I don't know if I can be able to run with it, but maybe you guys can. But just give me about 15%. All right.
What is
anyway? So basically, when you are in a gated community, okay, or not a gated community, and just more of like an uphill one of those mansions up in the hills and things like that.
Yes.
Take some of that property, some of those acres, and build like a grocery mart and a gas station, kind of like near each other, next to each other. So the people who are way uphill can drive halfway down, get their groceries, and come back up. Instead, they have to go all the way down the hill, get onto the main streets, finally find something like a Ralph's or something, and then they shop, and then they got to go back up. But so I was just kind of like thought of that idea on my own. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yay.
But no, basically, I thought, why don't they do something like that? You know, so therefore, people can grocery shop easier, and the people who, it will come out of their own tax or something, or somehow they're paying for it in some way.
But maybe those are the woos.
Or just do it because it's our tax dollars.
Maybe those are the woos of
the woos
being rich and living up in the hills, you know. It's very enticing to live up on a hill, but look at all these landslides and everything that's happening.
That's true. That's true.
So maybe those are, you know, that's one of the setbacks. I mean,
well, not according to this lady, because okay. I tried to, all right, let me just say, we get to her house and we go up and the husband's kind of weird and the wife's already off to a bad start, you know? So we get there and we're like, it's raining, it's pouring.
Yeah.
And we drive 20 miles up this road, risking our lives.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
And windy roads and everything, landslides that you mentioned. Yeah. It was all falling all over us. You know, we had to dodge it. And we finally get there and then we go upstairs. That's where we're going to install the television. All right, we're going to do some television installs and some other good stuff. Anyways.
Yeah.
Not to get into detail. But anyways, we're installing some good equipment. And she goes and she's like, oh my God, I just got back from like a 16-hour flight from Dubai. Okay, just started off with that, you know, oh, sorry. And she's all just, I'm so jet lagged. You cannot, you cannot tour a world in like a day. She said that.
You cannot.
Travel around the world in a day.
You cannot tour the world.
Tour the world or travel the world, something like that. But you can't go around the world in a day. Oh, man, I'm just so beat. My feet are killing me from walking around Dubai. You know, it's like, shut up.
Wait, so her feet were killing her, but doesn't she have like a 16-hour flight where all she has to do is sit down?
Yes, but I mean, maybe she had some, I don't know what she did in Dubai. She's just bragging about it. She's just off to a start of like, oh my gosh, I just came from Dubai. And I'm like, I had a,
yeah.
I'm still jet lagged. I'm trying to get with it.
I understand jet lagged, but if her feet still hurt, I mean.
I added that, okay.
Oh.
Her feet weren't really aching.
No wonder it's not adding up, chameleon.
Well, I'm just adding like, oh, my feet are tired because I've walked around Dubai all day. I'm just like kind of exaggerating, but improving off that part. But
give
her,
me a heads up next time.
All
buddy.
Right, all right, all sorry. Right. But she was saying I'm jet lagged. I came back from a 16-hour flight from Dubai or something like that. However long
yeah,
it took,
yeah.
I forgot, but. I came from Dubai, okay?
Okay.
All right. She just
right.
came back from Dubai.
Okay, get with
and
it.
And I never been to Dubai, so I was like, wow, that's awesome. Don't care. And then she's, I can't tour the world. I can't, you know, go around the world in a day. She said that, something like that. And I'm like, all right, can we install this thing? Well, let's get going, you know? No one cares about your trip to Dubai. And then she starts going on and... after we finished the install,
uh-huh.
I mentioned about, hey, there should be some grocery shop, mart, or some type of gas station as well, like halfway around the mountain, you know, so you don't have to go all the way out of there. And she's
yeah.
like, well, you know, nowadays, you know, we all have our Teslas, and that's pretty much the future. And so we don't mind going all the way out of it because it's all electric. I know.
So she doesn't mind because the car drives itself. I bet you she puts it on auto.
I bet she does. I'm sure she's down the hill and she just
which is so dangerous.
Back, sipping on her latte.
Yeah.
And as it's just taking her where she needs to go. No. That wasn't my point. My point was there needs to be, what about grocery shopping? What about something like that so you can kind of go back up the hill and not go all the way down and out of your way? She didn't really get that. And then she starts bragging about, well, it's actually pretty funny. If you... If you actually, when we're in our jacuzzi, because we're like, oh, what a
rich
great,
people problems,
yeah,
you guys.
We're observing the view, and we're like, yeah, you got a pretty good view. You know, that's a nice
But that
view
was
you
still
have.
Not enough for her.
Nope. You know what's funny is we're sitting in our jacuzzi. We're looking across, and we can see the Santa Monica Mountains. And you can see the Santa Monica, and on the beach, we can see the ocean from behind there. It's so funny. And I'm just like, wow, geez. That is hilarious. Here. Oh, my spleen hurts. I'm laughing so much. No, she's an idiot. And so it was just that, oh, great. That's great. Rich, exactly. Rich people's problems. And I'm like.
Rich people jokes.
Well, anyways, that was my story, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
It's interesting how there is just, you know, we could be living in the same state, same city, but worlds apart.
If I was rich, though, I would just keep that to myself. I'd be like, I'm a little jet lag. I had a long trip. And if they ask, oh, where'd you go? Then I'll tell them. But otherwise, I'll just be like, man, I'm a little jet lag. I had a long trip. I'm going to kick back and, you know, let me know if you guys need anything, kind of thing, you know. But she's just already name dropping, she's already putting her this and that, and it's like, and then I'm so impatient. Oh my god, I'm just like, I'm behind there trying to find
like
the power device, you know, trying to find where the plug in the power, and I can't really see it. So I'm like, you know, she's like, is it on? Is it on? is it on? Do you need some light? Is it on?
Really?
Is it on? And I'm like, no, not yet, ma'am. It's almost there.
Is it on now?
Is it on? And I'm like, I just got it. Do you need some light? I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going to grab some light here. That's fine, you know.
After like the 20th time.
Oh, my God, just give me a minute. I'll have the power on and you will get your stupid thing going on, you know. It's like, give it a rest.
That's funny.
Aren't you jet lagged? Don't you
I was just going to say.
Don't you have some Z's to take care of?
A nap to catch.
Yeah, catch up on some.
Let the men go to work.
A little sleepy.
Let the men go to work, you should have said. No, but then you might get it like a sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Lawsuit or something.
And the husband was right there.
Talking to my wife like that. How dare you?
How dare you? You talk to my wife?
Well, Chameleon, you know, here on the show, when I end it, I normally say, have a strange night, have strange dreams.
You do.
But turns out you had a strange dream. Since I say it so many times.
Sipping on my latte, baby.
By the way, to our listeners.
Yeah.
It is the sixth Sunday in ordinary time.
All right. That's awesome. Sixth Sunday in ordinary time.
In ordinary time. Special.
Yeah. I had a... Oh, man. All right. Well, it's kind of funny. As you're sitting in my jacuzzi, in my dream... No, I'm just kidding. no, this was a strange dream. And this just goes right into a...
I have not heard of this, you guys. So I'm a little scared because sometimes the things that come out of Chameleon's mouth, it's very random.
This is big headline news.
Well, we're going to get to our headline news
in a little bit.
Go ahead.
No, just kind of go over real
quick.
No.
Yeah, you the floor is yours, Chameleon.
Oh, man. All right. So I'm sleeping and I'm in a deep sleep.
Okay.
And basically my dream... It just, I don't know how I kind of break this down. All right. So, I have a giant penis.
What? Oh, my
but
gosh.
This is like, no, just to hear me out. My giant penis, and it's a dream. It wasn't that kind of dream, all right? Let me explain.
No, I'm sure it wouldn't be.
It was giant. I mean, it was like, I'm like 5'10".
It was like the size of Nephilim's. So, I'm sure it wasn't that kind of dream.
Not that kind of giant, no. It was like, I'm like 5'10", so it was like a 5'10 penis, okay? I would just say. It was about my height, all right? And it was like conjoined with me. So like a Siamese kind of thing. We're like together.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is our strange dream segment, you guys. We have to add this now.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
And so we basically, we do everything together. That's We're like it. Best friends.
That's it. You got to dress as this Siamese twin penis for Halloween. That's it. You're doing it. You just are.
I guess I can. I guess I'm going to have to.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we're doing everything together. I mean, we're brothers. We're good. We're best friends.
We're brothers. like the Wayne brothers.
Yeah.
Intro.
Yeah. Exactly.
How did it go?
We're brothers.
That's all.
We're lovers and we're covers. I don't know. I forgot it.
That's it. That's all.
Something like that. Anyways, and so we basically, we're doing everything together. He opens the door for me, you know.
We're
drinking together. We're pounding beer. We're just having a good time, right?
And I'm scared.
And you're
ask.
In the dream.
Oh my gosh,
so
no.
So Strange appears.
No.
And we're kind of like, we're hitting it off. We're me and you. We're talking.
Do we know each other?
Yes.
What do you mean by hitting it off? I'm afraid of this.
Oh no. Okay. We know each other, but okay. We're kind of like getting to know each other better. Okay.
Okay.
All right. In a
this
sense,
this is some alternate universe.
I'm telling
goodness.
You, dreams they're all scattered and but I admit, you're the dream wizard. Maybe you can tell me what this means. And because maybe it's something.
I do know a lot about dreams.
Yeah, you do.
I've never heard of this in my entire existence.
And then he gets jealous. Gets jealous. He gets jealous. Oh, and now he's like, you know, giving me the cold shoulder. He flips me the bird. Oh. He's against me. And then we start fighting.
I can't.
We're wrestling.
Oh, you guys.
And, you know, I'm pounding him. He's pounding me. We're sweating.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of sweat going on. It was crazy. And then I finish him. I get rid of him. Okay. He's not anymore part of my life anymore.
I cut him off.
I cut him off from my, he's on, not my friend anymore.
But so. Is he still attached to you?
And I literally, I don't know. Like he just disappeared. I turned to my side and he was missing.
Okay.
He was gone. So it was all right. Weird. It's weird. It's kind of scattered.
Okay.
And I was like, what the hell? And I woke up in a frantic and I...
Oh, was that day?
That day, I was like, whoa!
When you were... No, you jerked. You were jerking and you woke up all weird and you scared me.
There definitely was some jerking going on. You were correct.
No,
I woke up in a jerk.
No.
I was a jerk to you too, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so, what does that mean, Strange? What does that mean?
I need a...
What do you think that means here?
I need a drink. Hold on. Let me take a drink off this one.
So it's kind of weird though, right? I mean, why would I have a dream like that? And what does it mean?
I choked on my water.
Do I need a friend? Like, am I seeking for a friend who might be a giant? A corporation, maybe?
Well, chameleon.
I don't know.
Let me give you my expert strange advice. From the sounds of it, it sounds like you saw this object, this bodily object.
Yes.
As a second you. So... As the dream progresses, it seems like you might be afraid of your primal instincts.
Hmm.
So the fact that you were trying to get to know me in a more in-depth way tells me that you are more interested in becoming in tune with your spirituality as a man. But then there is this evil twin of yours that is trying to get in the way with its primal instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're fighting it.
I am.
And you want rid of it because you want to become the nobleman that you are and you've always been, but you want to transcend from there to the next stage of your life. Yes.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Doesn't that?
You know what also makes sense? three rooms for $99.
$99?
I mean, isn't that an amazing price? Three rooms. You can get your carpets cleaned.
Oh, my goodness.
For $99.
You know what? There's a baby shower coming up that I gotta go to. There's gonna be drinks spilling, food everywhere. How do I sign up?
Well, you basically go to aptotalcleaning@gmail.com and you put in the into the subject line SKS and you'll get over 50% off.
Okay.
So I think that's really cool. A plus total carpet cleaning.
Total carpet cleaning. A plus. Total carpet cleaning.
That's right. Well,
you know
that was my dream, and it was pretty very. I couldn't go back to sleep afterwards. I was
the stuff.
I was
that nightmares are made of. You guys
definitely.
Well, you know what's also
stiff.
Quite nightmarish.
Yes.
You know how it's been raining here in Los Angeles? It's just beautiful. I can't complain, honestly.
Yeah.
We
need it.
We do. There's finally weather. I feel bad for the homeless population because the nights are getting so cold.
Yeah.
So I always think about them. You know, we cuddle up in our warm beds and there are other people that don't have that quote unquote luxury. So for that,
we do have it made, and we are very grateful and we are blessed to have what we have. But
be thankful every day for what you have, you guys.
Yeah.
But as far as rain, can you imagine? Can you just imagine? Close your eyes, you guys.
Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. And if you're driving, don't
close them anyways.
Close them in.
No,
oh,
I'm
no,
kidding.
You can't
I'm
do
kidding.
That.
Now, there's rain pouring. You're inside. You're enjoying this. The rivers are flowing to a healthy amount. Not dangerous. Oh, it's getting a little crazy. You might want to open up a book. Drink some hot coffee or some tea.
Light a fire.
Yes. Now, imagine all those drops. All those drops. You're getting taxed for it.
What?
Yes. Well, that's what the residents in a New Jersey town are going to be facing. They are going to get taxed on rainwater.
At where at?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey, small town. And apparently, they're doing this because they want to go ahead and renovate their water systems, but of course, it's going to be over a billion dollar project, excuse me. And of course, that money is going to come from the citizens, from the residents. So
that is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Any way they can just find ways to tax us. You know they make the rain, right? I mean, harp and all that. You know there's like generation.
You know what's so interesting? That here in America, people shy away from like, ooh, it's conspiracy theory. And, you know, geoengineering isn't real. Oh, you know, harp, what? But here's the thing. China, they admit to it. They're like, yeah, that's how we make our crops grow.
Yeah.
It's not some conspiracy theory over there. What is it, that China is more advanced than America? No, not true. But you know, people shy away from topics like that. But anyways, so here's a little piece of what I'm talking about. It was on the local Channel 2 News of New Jersey.
Day, some of your hard-earned dollars may be taken away as the weather turns ugly and raindrops fall on the Garden State. A new bill would allow for the creation of local or regional stormwater utilities, giving local counties and municipalities the power to collect a tax from properties with large paved surfaces, such as parking lots. That's businesses and homeowners. Senate President Steve Sweeney.
And like with all this salt that we've had on the roads recently, that's all running into the sewer systems. So you can't ignore problems because they don't go away.
The Senate president says most states already have stormwater utilities that collect and filter runoff from storms. In New Jersey, the runoff goes directly into streams, rivers, and bays, carrying with it pollution like lawn fertilizers that contaminate the waterways. Former governor and current state senator Richard Cody says it's necessary.
A lot of our economy is based on, obviously, the shore. We got to make sure we keep it.
Save it for a rainy day. Some of your hard-earned dollars may be taken away as the weather turns up.
Okay.
A lot of our economy.
So it turns out, it wasn't a small town, New Jersey. It is New Jersey, period.
It is just New Jersey.
Yeah. Geez. Remind me not to go there. Not to move over there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just like,
there's
anyways,
got to be
this is
another
disgusting.
Way. And there is another way, but they choose not to. Of course, you're getting taxed for rainwater. Oh, because we need to build this system. How about try cutting back on the trillion-dollar war, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll come up with the money then.
And
anyways.
This crazy monorail thing they're designing to this, like, underground, that's going to cost, like, over $1 billion or something to put together. It's like this.
You know what's absurd is that even Tesla, even Elon Musk has said, you know, he just does whatever he wants. Like, he has no oversight. And I think that's, I understand that to the best of his knowledge, and, you know, he was on Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience, and it seems like he does care, and he is not going to intentionally do something reckless, but if you there is no oversight, it's almost as if, you know, you're not getting that other perspective where you can consult with people and see if it's actually a good idea to do this or that instead of just doing whatever you want with a one-sided view. So I think, you know, I mean, you can just dig a hole underground. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's just so much of our tax dollars just goes to, like, pointless things. Not really too much on the streets or potholes to fill. And all these disasters starts happening. It's like, when are they going to get the point? When are they finally going to understand that they need to put that money to good use and not put it towards some bullcrap, you know? Some thing that we don't really need.
You know what else is bullcrap? Jussie Smollett.
What did you just say to me?
Jussie Smollett. He is the Empire actor who claimed that he got, it was a hate crime that he endured. He was jumped coming out of, like, a restaurant wee hours of the night in Chicago. So, you know, everyone felt for this guy, including myself. But you know what I got to tell you? And I didn't verbalize this, but it did.
Verbalize it now.
It did seem off. That story did seem off.
Really?
Because first of all, I'm like, what Trump supporter watches Empire? First of all. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, you know. Now, if they watch Roseanne, you know, Last Man Standing,
right?
No offense to, you know, Last Man Standing or anything, but, you know, that's more credible.
Yeah,
and it was just such a, you know, he's kind of a low key actor. He's not really someone that you would think would be targeted. But now, of course, that's kind of what made it more believable that he was a victim of a random act of violence, hate crime. But this is now where things are now just unfolding, okay? So the reason why his story is now being called into question, and there is reasonable doubt here, it's because there were two Nigerian brothers that were arrested. They were supposedly the attackers. Now, in the security video, the detectives asked him, you know, do you recognize these men? Because that was, like, the only people that were around that late at night at around that street. And he said, oh, yes, without a doubt, it's them. They're the attackers, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
So, They went ahead and investigated that. Again, two Nigerian brothers, they were arrested, they were questioned, and they were released because the detectives were able to go ahead and obtain the actor's call logs. So
really,
he had they found out that the calls that he had deleted, he had made to those Nigerian men.
They were able to trace that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, see, now everything's unraveling, and they still have not obtained the call logs from his manager, who is the man that he called first before calling the police. And, you know, I watched him on, he gave an interview this past week on Good Day America. And it's just, good morning, America, I mean.
Good morning, America.
Not good day.
Good morning, good evening, and good night, and America.
I felt for him, you know, saying I didn't want to report this because I didn't want to seem weak. And you know, I could feel it. I could feel his pain almost, but his responses weren't, I didn't understand his responses, but you know, again, I'm just, you know, I didn't say anything.
You're just speculating.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking of this in my mind. Okay, well, that's weird. Well, that doesn't add up, but okay, you know. Because you don't think anyone would make up something like this.
Yeah, especially
it's
something
terrible.
Like a hate crime. And
no, he basically was trying to draw attention to himself.
Yeah. I mean, why?
But you know what? This isn't, if anyone is trying to doubt that version, say, no way he did this, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you know what? There is a woman who poured acid on herself.
What?
Yes, to get attention, man. And pity from people. Acid. So the idea that he would fake a beating doesn't seem so far-fetched. It doesn't seem so far-fetched when, you know, they're narcissistic people. They're just, you know, it's a medical diagnosis almost.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, I remember that woman.
What people will do for attention. That should be the next, I want people to call in on that one.
What would you do for attention? What would you do? 2020.
What would you do for a Kit Kat? No.
yeah, that would be funny. But another thing that happened this week, an Instagram meltdown. So there was a bug. People were freaking out. I mean, people were losing thousands of followers because there was a bug. A cyber bug.
Cyber bug. Okay, yeah. All right. We're not talking about some like... giant bug and a literal bug.
No,
a bug. Okay, we're talking about the cyber bug.
Well, they haven't mutated the spiders as we know them. But who knows? Yeah, it's just people lost so many of their followers. And I know I had a couple of people on Instagram say, you know, hey, can you refollow me because I lost you? And, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
You're like, no.
No, too bad. Lost
too
cause.
Bad. Lost cause.
So anyways, it's a big deal for people. I honestly wouldn't have really cared. It's just, you know, it's artificial. It's not real. So long as you can still speak to these people, they're still in your life, right?
That's right.
Something that's really a real bug that's happening is the zombie deer disease. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I had that last night.
No,
oh,
you didn't.
Oh, man. It just ripped right through me. Yeah, stay away from those. No, I don't know what that is. Explain.
Zombie deer disease. So it's apparently it's atrophy. So it wastes away your muscles. And you drool, right? And you kind of just walk around sort of like a zombie. It causes almost a brain swelling as it progresses, and it gets more severe if it's not treated. Now, the scary thing about this is that they believe that it can be transferred to humans, like Lyme disease almost. Ooh. And I know that a lot of people can get Lyme disease from ticks from deer and so forth.
Yeah.
Or any animal in the forest that carries it, and it can be transmitted to humans. So that's a little scary.
Yeah.
And I love deer. I mean, they're just so precious. But you know what? More pollution, more environmental damage is going to breed more illnesses, more airborne illnesses as well. This isn't some theory. It's just the course of how it's always been.
Right.
And so, I don't know. It's pretty scary. I mean, imagine seeing someone walking around like that in the forest.
Man.
I would freak out.
I would. That's like a zombie apocalypse right there kind of thing. So they drool.
Yeah, it's like, and they can't.
And they walk around like zombies.
Because of the wasting away of the muscles.
Yeah.
They kind of like drag
themselves.
I kind of
felt like that after
around.
My dream. So when I woke up, I kind of felt like that. So maybe I had a little something.
Yeah. Maybe something else went limp.
Yeah. Oh. Suka suka now.
Huh?
What?
What is that?
Shooky shooky now.
Oh.
It's what the black people
that.
Say. I don't know.
Chameleon. Maybe
it just sounds
be
cool.
With the black people.
It just sounds cool. Shooky shooky now. Yeah. It's like time to get busy or something. I don't know.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know what? Do you eat popcorn, Chameleon? Do I?
No, I don't. I don't really like popcorn very much. People go crazy in the theaters for popcorn, but I am not a popcorn person because it gets stuck in my teeth. It's hard to get out, and I don't like to floss that often. So if I have...
But you do floss.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't like to, but I have to because I want my teeth to be nice and shiny and great, you know? That's why I have,
you have
great teeth.
I got to say, you have great choppers.
Oh,
and
why,
that's
thank you.
One of the things that I really noticed when I first met you. You got great choppers.
Why, thank you.
Yes.
And, well, because of that, because of flossing and taking care of my teeth. But I don't like to do it. And especially when I eat popcorn, yeah, it tastes good for the butter and the salt. And you're like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah. And then you're like, oh, I got to deal with all this crap to get out. It's just, I wasn't a big fan of it. And so, no. What about the popcorn, though?
Well, I eat popcorn, by the way, off and on. And turns out that during the Great Depression, certain people would get paid in movie theater popcorn. And it's helped save families from starving during the Depression years.
The Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the way that employees of theaters, because the employers couldn't really afford pay, because they themselves were struggling. But of course, you know, entertainment never goes out of style because mm-hmm. when it's bad, you want to go and get your mind off your problems. And so people would go in the movie theaters and they would pay, the employers would pay the employees in popcorn. So they'd take especially leftover popcorn as well. They'd take it back home. And that's how many families in the theater industry survived. They would eat it sort of like cereal and milk.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So,
so they actually pour milk on their popcorn?
Yes, they would pour milk in like a bowl.
Gets all soggy and gross.
Popcorn, I'm going to go ahead and read an excerpt here. It's from the book Droughts and Dreams, Stories of Self-Reliance During America's Darkest Times.
By who?
Oh, I'd rather not say.
Why not? Is it a secret?
Glenn Beck and Mad Red Hawk.
Oh, okay. That wasn't too hard.
No, it's just they have a certain reputation. And honestly, the reason why I read the book is it caught my eye, you know? Maybe Droughts that's... and Dreams. And, you know, everyone's going through something right now.
Yeah.
So it caught my eye. I didn't even really look at the authors until I got the book, until I received it. And then I was like, oh, this guy. Okay, all right. So, but it's actually a good read. And popcorn with milk and sometimes a little sugar was a staple breakfast food. Popcorn soup was made with a bit of broth, diced onion, diced potatoes, and evaporated milk was filling. So this is how a lot of people survived. So next time you want to complain about your Chipotle burrito, maybe you ought to read a chapter from Droughts and Dreams, okay? Oh, you can't afford sour cream. You can't afford guacamole. Who cares? You can afford food, can't you? All right.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be complaining about, oh my gosh, I just didn't get all of my spaghetti or whatever. You know, people were barely surviving off popcorn.
And they were, you know, they were hard workers back then. What are you doing, Chameleon? You're distracting me.
I'm not doing anything. You're just easily sidetracked and distracted. I mean...
Well, I never. But you want to know something?
Not really.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and recap on Valentine's Day, because it's kind of funny.
Oh, yes. How was your Valentine?
You tell me. We spent it together.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. You tell me how
or your was that your Siamese twin?
I guess we'll never know. You have to stay tuned.
No.
No.
So, you know, it's really funny because we go ahead. I make reservations like the day before. And I tell you, oh, you know, it's going to be something casual. You know, I don't want a big thing. You know, it was cold. It was a rainy night. Which I love, but you know, I said, oh, just something local, right? Typically, you take me to the best parts of town, which I'm very thankful for, grateful for.
Yeah, take you around
and
the block, you know? Take you around the block. And
take you around the block. What are you, dog walking me?
No.
Like Cardi B says. No. No, but this time I wanted it to be more casual, more, you know, just... downgrade a little, but I didn't mind. I said, it's cold. Let's stay local. Yeah. Didn't want to drive far.
It's good on my part, too.
So I tell you, oh, yeah, I made reservations at this little Italian restaurant in our small town. So we go, and I'm, you know, looking at the menu and looking at the place. I mean, it's a lovely little Italian bistro restaurant.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, okay, this is perfect. Great. This is what I had in mind. All right. Turns out it's like, what, $60 per person?
Yeah. Which doesn't seem like a lot.
But what I had in mind, it wasn't anything remotely close to that.
Right.
Yeah. And I felt a little bad, you know? But being the gentleman you are, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, you bit the bullet and you know,
I bet McDonald's is not a bad idea at this point, huh?
Taco Bell was actually right the next block.
Right the next block. I was like, you know what? Nah, but I was committed.
No, you didn't say that. yeah, no, and it's true. You know, Valentine's is only once a year. What the heck? But what I had, it's just funny that what I had in mind wasn't that and it turned out to be that.
Right.
And so... luckily, I was dressed upscale for anything, mm-hmm. But I just thought it was so funny. However, the menu was very wise on their part because it's an amount that's flat, you know, like $60. You know, it could be $40, $30, whatever.
All right.
Here it is, boom, and here are your three options. So
here's
it was
your three course meal,
four course meal.
Oh, four course. That's right.
It was a four course meal
with the dessert.
But they had three options per course.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very wise as the owner because, you know, that way, especially for the cook, he knows exactly what to make.
Yeah.
And he'll prep it like boom, 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 instead of endless amount of, you know, options on the menu. And then a lot of the times, that's why your food gets there so late. But I feel like, you know, honestly, the timing was right. And this is at Giovanni's Italian.
Giovanni's.
Shout out.
Shout down?
Shout out.
Shout out. There we go.
Okay, typically I say shout out. So I guess that's why you didn't understand me. Okay.
Do it again.
No.
Shout out. Shout out.
But they also had a pizza shaped in a heart.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
We were given a heart-shaped pizza towards the end as complimentary. Yeah. And you know what? I got to say, I thought it was very interesting because I'm quite the observer. And I made a joke, and uh-huh. I said, oh, okay, thank you. You know, it didn't fall on the floor, did it? And I saw the waiter look at him like, oh.
You got caught right-handed.
Yeah, and then the cook turned around. Didn't he turn around?
He got caught with his pants down.
Like, almost, like, embarrassed, almost.
Yeah.
And then he said, no, no. And then he kind of, like, nervously laughed, like a nervous chuckle. But I'm laughing because I'm just joking.
Right.
But
they never confirmed
they
that.
They never really said, no, yeah. No.
No, it did not. We're giving it to you because you're special or anything.
We never
like
really
that.
Knew why they gave it to
him. Yeah, they just said, here you go. And they walked
but
away.
But you know what? In all honesty, I did see people leaving away with a
some
few
pizza?
Boxes.
Okay.
Or maybe they took it to go. I don't know. But yeah.
It could be what they ordered, too.
My strange theory for the
actually,
week.
That wasn't part of the course meal. Pizza wasn't on there. So maybe
no,
it is.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It was pretty funny. But come to find out, it was actually pretty good.
It was very delicious.
Pretty good.
There was an option on the menu called airline chicken.
Oh, don't tell this joke.
No, you said this joke.
No, you said this joke, no, and that's why it was so lame.
That is so not true, Chameleon. That is so not true.
All right, I did say the joke, but yes. I was just trying to, like, it's just something.
It was an intimate joke.
Yeah, fun.
Oh, okay, well, I thought it was funny. Because he goes, you guys, he goes.
Oh, here we go.
What is the airline chicken? Is it a chicken directing airline traffic? Oh, well, I thought it was funny. But.
That's not.
It is. It is, and we were cracking up.
All right, guys, you can stop laughing. It's not that funny. All right.
Because
jeez.
It is funny. By the way, we are watching the latest thing that we're watching on Netflix for our Netflix update. We're watching Murder Mountain. Is that right?
Murder Mountain.
Yes. Go ahead and play a clip because this is hilarious. Okay. First of all, it has to do with a remote town in Oregon or Washington? One of those two. Anyways, so. These people
think you know.
Are going, there are a lot of people from other towns, and including out of the country, are coming over here because it's been like pot galore, weed plants galore for like forever, and there are legitimate cannabis farmers there. But now, of course, that it's become legalized, it's drawing more people, but there are also real dangers.
Yes.
And we have a clip that we're going to go ahead and play for you because it's just from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take a little bit to try to find that. So
this is what happens when you hire Smithers.
Yeah, Smithers just doesn't have it together. He must have got off the on that Valentine's weekend or something going on. So,
well, anyhow, it's a docuseries, and I really advise people to watch it. Very, very interesting, and there's some very real dangers that they expose about the pot business, especially if you want to be like a cannabis farmer. I understand now it's legal; you are not breaking any laws. But that's not to say that you won't ruin your brain cells.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's, just, it's interesting. You know, I understand that there is medical marijuana, and I'm sure there's some truth to that. There is truth to that because also studies have shown that there is truth to that. However, you know, if you check out just videos of people, for example, Jimmy Kimmel did a segment where he was at a 420 festival. I mean, these people are not the brightest bunch, okay? And it goes to, it tells me, it's sort of like, would you get high, would you take recreational Robitussin? No.
No.
You know, if it's for medical purposes, use it for medical purposes and nothing's going to happen. But, you know, there are people getting I understand opioids is a much more extreme drug use. And even if you use it as recommended, it's catastrophic because of its addiction.
Smithers has it. He's got it now.
Yes, because of its addiction. But anyways.
Well, since arriving here, I've been shot at. I've been beaten. I've been kidnapped 3 times. Had a gun shoved in my mouth, tied to a chair, kicked down a flight of stairs, hunted ruthlessly through town, and, you know, I don't think I'll ever leave. I love it here.
He loves it there. Well, thank you all. We got to go.
Make sure you watch the rest of that Murder Mountain.
That's right.
Special on original special on Netflix. And before we go, I want to go ahead and leave you with a poem. You're writing a gospel, a chapter each day, by the deeds that you do and the words that you say. Men read what you write, if it's false or it's true. Now, what is the gospel according to you? Thank you very much. It's a pamphlet from St. Christopher Catholic Church.
Well, thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. Remember, live, laugh, laugh along. No, live, love, laugh along, and jam on!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Check us out on iTunes, strangechameleonshow.com.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.